Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Nicolina Womack, who is the Chief Executive Officer for Future in Design. It's a very exciting program coming here to the local area that could create a lot of job growth. Nicolina, first off, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
First question, it's an easy one. Tell me about Future in Design and what exactly that means to the Castle Country area.
So Future in Design is a workforce development organization, and we focus on underrepresented areas of Utah and communities that are extremely talented and are looking for access to high demand jobs. And so we provide training and we partner with companies to lead people into jobs after their training.
You and I were talking a little bit off the cuff, and you mentioned that this would be your first location for the Advanced Manufacturer's Apprenticeship, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But you guys also have, this is your second location here in the local area for the Young Adult Career Readiness Program, right? So, I mean, you guys are expanding, and you have two locations now here in Price.
Yes. So we have a location for our Young Adult Program in West Jordan, Utah, and then we'll have our second location ever here in Price. So we're excited about that for the young adult and the manufacturing. This will be our first home.
We'll get to the adult manufacturing here in just a moment, but the Young Adult Career Readiness Program, we don't need to talk a lot about it because you guys have had such a tremendous response. I mean, you were talking to me about some of the dates and that. I mean, you guys have all kinds of interviews lined up, and so young people in Carbon and Emery counties have really taken a liking to this.
Yeah, I am astonished. I'm shocked. It's unprecedented. We've had the advertisement open for 2 days now, and we already have 15 applications, and we have, for this first cohort, we have 25 spots. I think it is a telling sign that our mission is in line and accurate, that young people are very interested in preparing themselves for the future. They want to be successful. I think there's a lot of stereotypes that teenagers are just angsty and flying by the seat of their pants. But I would say, based on the response to this, that it's definitely a stereotype that's not true. And your young people here in your community really care about their future and really want to find opportunities.
Let's talk about the advanced manufacturing and the apprenticeship that is coming up. I know you guys will have kind of an information session that's not too far off on January 24th. So give me all the information moving away from the young adults and talking about actual jobs, or the apprenticeship that could lead to actual jobs.
Yeah. So we are really excited for this. We have been working on this project since September of last year. We were awarded a federal economic development grant, and we've been going through some growing pains and learning and working with the community to understand what the community needs are. And we have an amazing partner, which is Blacksmith International. They already do manufacturing, their master's in it, the manufacturing process in China and India. And the CEO is from a rural town in Montana, and he had the opportunity to go to India and see the amazing success they're having with manufacturing, and is saying, and came back here and said, you know, we can do this with our rural towns. And the governor's had a huge initiative about, you know, the 25K jobs for rural Utah. And I really am excited to partner with Blacksmith because they have an amazing vision, and I think that we're going to be able to repatriate a lot of manufacturing, because manufacturing has shifted, and the demands are Amazon Prime demands. Get it in 2 days. So we can't wait. Customers don't want to wait for the overseas timeline. And so I think there's a great opportunity here, and especially with the like work ethic and that's in the genetics of this community, I think it's going to be a great fit.
The first location for the advanced manufacturing, it's actually 720 West Price River Drive, which is the old Bell's building. So you guys already have your location set as well.
Yes.
And yes. You get excited when I said that. You got excited
I
about that.
I do. I mean, it's amazing. I'm so excited. And I think I'm just mostly excited to be able to bring this to the community, because the community has been so wonderful to us. They've been so warm to us. They've been so supportive. Anything that we need to help us remove barriers and to move this project forward, they have bent over backwards to work with us. So it's I smile so much because it really has been a community effort. It's not just two companies from up north coming in and like, we're gonna save rural Utah. It's rural Utah saying, hey, you guys have some opportunities that we would like to work with you on, and they've been running it, and we're here to support. So
As far as more information for those who, I'm sure you've piqued their interest, they want to look into maybe, you know, a new career, January 24th, that's a key date.
Key date. So that's our information session. You can only put so much in a flyer. You can only put so much on social media.
Sure.
So we thought, let's bring the community together so they can answer. We can answer all the questions. What does the career look like? What does the training look like? And all the other odds and ends that people need to understand in order to make this type of a decision. So we are Future in Design. We're the training provider, and Blacksmith International is the company that will be opening the manufacturing facility, and we will be working with them to train community members here who are interested to become advanced manufacturers, and they will be guaranteed a job interview with Blacksmith. We have, throughout our grant, we've committed to creating 200 jobs. We have 9 years to complete that mission, but we are hopeful, especially with the response we're already getting, that we'll be able to meet that goal sooner rather than later.
January 24th.
Being cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely. January 24th, is there a time, specific time
yes.
that people need to be
so
aware of?
So it's at the, and again, I'm learning price lingo. So it will either be at the AOG building or the Southeastern Association League of Governments building.
Okay.
It's 375 South Carbon Ave. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at 6 p.m. and it'll be in the foyer.
Any questions you have, you'll get answers there.
I do want people to understand that this is free. This is a free training. I know people are always like, nothing's ever free. I mean, obviously, it's your time that you're going to be giving. And I do want to also stress that the company here will be homegrown. So everyone that comes in has every opportunity to move up into management, to move up into whatever they feel is going to be a good fit for them. So there's a lot of opportunity and there's a lot of long-term growth. I mean, obviously with hard work and being a good team player and all that good stuff that comes in.
If anybody needs any more information, Nicolina, what's the best way to go about finding it ahead of January 24th?
Okay, so for the Young Adult Career Readiness Program, you want to go to techready@futureindesign.org. That is our email. For the manufacturing program, you want to go to manufacturingready@futureindesign.org.
Excellent. Nicolina, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come in today, talking a little bit about Future in Design, giving us some key dates and some exciting news. It was a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We love this community, and thank you for letting us be here.
Absolutely. Again, that's Nicolina Womack. She's the Chief Executive Officer with Future in Design. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.